Stein, when did you start drinking coffee?
I guess the first time I drank coffee, I was in elementary school. I remember sitting in the kitchen at breakfast with my mom, and she'd have her cup of Maxwell House and her Chesterfield, and she'd pour a little bit in my milk. And that was my first coffee. I felt very grown up.
Mine was the same, only it was my grandmother, and she would put a couple of tablespoons of her instant coffee into my milk, and we always called it coffee milk, so I was excited to go to my grandmother's to drink coffee milk.
I felt even more grown up a little bit later in life, not much, I was probably still under 12. At dinner, sometimes my dad would give me a little sip of his Rheingold beer.
Oh, that's when you were really hot stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, quite the sophisticated.
I was probably about 12 when I started drinking coffee for real. I remember feeling very full of myself when I would drink coffee and read the paper, which, by the way, is something I still do every morning.
I guess when I first started drinking coffee for real, it was espresso in my teens in Little Italy in New York. I'd have an espresso and a cannoli and sit there and feel like a junior wise guy.
You're an espresso drinker now, aren't you? When I go to your house, you always make me a little cup of espresso.
Yeah, that's all I drink, just straight shots.
We have a really funny coffee situation in our house, which is that, to his great good credit, my husband wakes up and preps my coffee for me, so all I have to do is push the button. I drink drip coffee, so he's got that set up. He's really a casual coffee drinker. But every morning, he makes a Turkish-style coffee in an Ebrick.
Oh, boy. That stuff will stand without a cup.
It definitely will. But he mixes 2 teaspoons of Café du Monde, New Orleans coffee, in a can.
Oh, yeah. When I was in Mississippi, I picked up a taste for that New Orleans coffee with chicory, with that little bit of bitterness.
That's precisely what he likes about it. Now, he started cutting it with yet another coffee. It's a Lebanese coffee called Café Najjar that he gets at the little international grocery store. Puts 2 sugar cubes and some boiling water. I love Turkish coffee, but I don't know. I don't love what he does with this. For him, it's all about the little wooden spoon and the special Ebrick.
Yeah, a lot of people really do enjoy that ritual. Me, not so much. I just like to push a button on my little super automatic and get a shot 30 seconds later. What about your son, Nate, though? Is he a coffee drinker? And if he is, when did he get started?
Wasn't until he was a junior in high school that he really liked it. He's a real Seattle kid. He lives to hang out in cafes, drink coffee, and do his work and his homework there, which is something I can't do at all. I'd rather drink my coffee at home. What about you?
Oh, no, I never go to those places. I have my 3 shots in the morning before I come to the station, and that's it.
Do you have a favorite brand of coffee that you use?
Definitely. Valhalla, whole bean espresso blend, roasted in Tacoma, and yet not gritty.
I'm curious to know whether I should switch over to a Keurig. I feel like it's wasteful because of those little pods, but I like the idea of being able to make one quick cup of coffee at a time and not the whole rigmarole of it. I know you can say, Nancy, you can use a Melitta filter and a cup, which I did for years long before people were ordering pour-overs in their local coffee shops.
Why don't you just get a super automatic like I have? It makes regular coffee, too. It makes Americano besides espresso. Got a little steam wand if anyone there likes a latte. It's got its own compartment to hold the beans. It's got a burr grinder to fresh grind them for each cup, its own water reservoir, and you don't have to keep putting a new pod in every time you want another cup of coffee. I don't know. I really like that machine, and it's been very reliable. It makes terrific coffee.
Okay, Stein, you can get me one of those for Christmas or something.
You know, now that you mention that, Nancy, maybe you should go with a pour-over. With KNKX food talker, Nancy Leeson.
He's Dick Stein.